Krishna Book Canto 7, Vrindavana Antya Leela, Chapter 33, Scene 2, Shankha Asura. After this incident, on a very pleasant night, both Krishna and his elder brother Balaram, who are both inconceivably powerful, went into the forest of Vrindavan. They were accompanied by the damsels of Brajabhumi, and they began to enjoy each other's company. The young damsels of Braja were very nicely dressed and anointed with the pulp of sandalwood and decorated with flowers. The moon was shining in the sky, surrounded by glittering stars, and the breeze was blowing, bearing the aroma of mallika flowers, and the bumblebees were mad after the aroma. Taking advantage of this pleasing atmosphere, both Krishna and Balaram began to sing very melodiously. The damsels became so absorbed in their rhythmical song that they almost forgot themselves. Their hair loosened, their dresses slackened, and their garlands began to fall to the ground. And at that time, while they were so much absorbed, almost in madness, a demon associate of Kuvera, who is the treasurer of the heavenly planets, appeared on the scene. The demon's name was Shankha Asura, because on his head there was a valuable jewel resembling a conch shell. And just as the two sons of Kuvera were puffed up over their wealth and opulence and did not care for Narada Muni's presence, this Shankha Asura was also puffed up over his material opulence. He thought that Krishna and Balaram were two ordinary cowherder boys enjoying the company of many beautiful girls. Generally, in the material world, a person with riches thinks that all beautiful women should be enjoyed by him. Shankha Asura also thought that since he belonged to the rich community of Kuvera, he, not Krishna and Balaram, should enjoy the company of so many beautiful girls. Shankha Asura therefore decided to take charge of them. He appeared before Krishna and Balaram and the damsels of Braja and began to lead the girls away to the north. Shankha Asura commanded them as if he were their proprietor and husband, despite the presence of Krishna and Balaram. Being forcibly taken away by Shankha Asura, the damsels of Braja began to call out the names of Krishna and Balaram for protection. The two brothers immediately began to follow them, taking up big logs in their hands. "Don't be afraid! Don't be afraid! We are coming at once to chastise this demon." And very quickly, Krishna and Balaram reached Shankha Asura. Thinking the brothers too powerful, Shankha Asura left the company of the gopis and ran for fear of his life. But Krishna would not let him go. He entrusted the gopis to the care of Balaram and followed Shankha Asura wherever he fled. Krishna wanted to take the valuable jewel resembling a conch shell from the head of the demon. After following him a very short distance, Krishna caught Shankha Asura, struck his head with his fist, and killed him. Krishna then took the valuable jewel and returned. And in the presence of all the damsels of Braja, Krishna presented the valuable jewel to his elder brother, Balaram.
Ever feel you had no friend in this world, no one to help you when you're
heads in a swirl. Well, let me tell you that there's many people like you who are lost and confused and don't know what to do. It's just a blessing in disguise, just to open up your eyes. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.